Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone, getting counseling, attending recovery groups, praying and fasting, abstaining from social media, and believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution, but it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem, his identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days, I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't crash cars. Now, I already know what you're saying right now. Duh, Joe, of course a real man doesn't crash cars. No man does. No man wants to. Well, maybe you might rethink that assumption after this week's Real Men Check-In. This week in my quiet time, I was reading in Joshua 23, specifically verse 6, that says, "Be very firm, keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so that you may not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left." Now, this was Joshua giving his farewell speech to the leaders among his people. Now, by this time, Joshua was getting old in age, and he knew that the end was near. So no different than a father passing on wisdom to his son before he dies, Joshua was doing the same for the children of Israel. But as I read this chapter in Joshua, verse 6 jumped out at me more than the others did, because it brought up memories of words I've often heard older Christian songs and older Christians themselves speak, saying, "God, take control," or "Jesus, take the wheel." For some reason, God stirred in my spirit that he doesn't actually want to control us or our lives. He just wants us to surrender our lives by following him and allow him to lead us, not control us. Because control implies that God is absolving us from all responsibility when it comes to obedience and our choices. In other words, it's implying just let him do it. And I don't think that's wise or practical. God made us in his own image, and that wasn't the image of a robot or a computer he programmed, because he loves us. When I read this verse this morning, I immediately thought of my car. God created me in his own image, right? But he also placed me in a car, my vehicle, this earth, or what we like to call the world. And he put me behind the wheel of this car, not in the passenger seat. And he said, "I know you're afraid to drive because you weren't taught how to drive. And you're afraid you might even crash or maybe hurt someone. But God reminds me that the driver's manual on how to operate this car and how to maneuver it is in the glove compartment. And that driver's manual is called the Bible. He says, put it on your front seat so you'll always have easy access to it. Don't let it just sit there in the glove compartment. Now, in that light, Joshua's words now make more sense to me because God knows that due to my old sinful nature, my car will almost automatically pull me to the left or to the right when I'm driving. But Joshua says in verse 6, be very firm to keep and do all that is written in the driver's manual so that you may not turn aside from the right or to the left. Now, yes, I know an alignment can temporarily fix the problem, but God also knows that as long as we drive on this earth in this vehicle, no alignment will ever be permanent. But verse 8 goes on to say appropriately, but you are to cling to the Lord your God. Now, I put the emphasis on the word cling. I know this may sound crazy, but to me, God is my steering wheel in my car. He permits me to go by my free will wherever I choose to go. But if I cling to Him and I rely on the Holy Spirit, which is my GPS, to guide me, then I'll eventually reach my destination, no matter how rough, tough, or dangerous the trip may be. But I must cling to the Lord because I can't drive without a steering wheel because I'll eventually crash. And eventually you will too, because no man can. So that's Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode. Please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you know, I always love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And this week is going to be no different. I'm going to pick one. And guys, I pick these at random. So that's why I'm encouraging you to leave a review for us. Because who knows, I may actually read yours on the air. But check out, this one came from ACAD88. I guess ACAD88, that's his ID name on Apple Podcasts. He writes, wow, my brother Dr. Joe Martin, your words are deep and life-changing. I was looking for a good manly podcast. Told my wife and she found your podcast. Thank you, whoever his wife is. And she says, I've been hooked ever since, daily listening to it. And a lot of notes have been taken. God bless you and your family. May God keep working through you. And thank you, ACAD88, for that 5-star review in Apple Podcasts, iTunes. We really appreciate it. And like I said before, please submit a podcast review for our show, whether you like the show or even not, because that helps us move up in the rankings and easily get found by listeners just like you. And if you didn't know by now, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the top-rated podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this podcast. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.